Where in the world did 2012 go? I cannot believe we are celebrating New Year's Day today. Time goes by quickly, and the older I get, the faster it goes. Growing up, my family celebrated New Year's Day by sharing a big meal together. Every New Year's, the menu included black-eyed peas, cabbage, fried potatoes, greens, homemade biscuits, topped off with blueberry cobbler. Now that I've made you hungry, would you agree that there's something special about newness? Most of us like new things. So when a new year rolls around, there's a specialness that gives us hope for something better. Many times we make New Year's resolutions to get in better shape, lose weight, or be better than we were last year. Some people view a new year like a fresh start or a second chance to get it right this time. I'm so encouraged when I read God's Word that He is a God that makes all things new. Revelation 21:5 says, "He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.'" We have assurance that no matter how much evil and suffering we see now on earth, God makes all things new. So as you and your family enjoy celebrating New Year's Day today, I hope you celebrate with good friends and good food. But mostly, I hope you celebrate by praising your God and thanking Him for giving you a new life in Him.